WTAW News Time is 6 after 7, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Merrill Green Stadium is getting more than a new press box. A new artificial surface is being installed 4 years after the grass turf was replaced. Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace posted on his Twitter account, the district is getting the new AstroTurf at no charge. MBISD's Twitter feed indicated small portions of the defective turf will be used around the district. At the last Bryan School Board meeting, $12 million in construction contracts were awarded for additions and renovations at four elementary campuses. Construction Services Director Jeff Windsor said two local companies bid on improvements at Johnson. The board approved the $3.1 million negotiated proposal from Dudley Construction of College Station.
And we were able to get a contract $27,175 under our budget. We got all seven classrooms. We've got the new roof, and we've got the new accessible restroom. So we've got everything we promised, plus a restroom.
The board also approved a $9 million package combining Crockett, Jones, and Henderson that was submitted by Built Right of Waco. Windsor says two local firms also sought that project. The board was also told the new Davila Middle School choir and weight rooms are on schedule to open for the start of the new school year. And renovations at the former Civic Auditorium, renamed the Performing Arts Center, along with construction at Bryan High and Bryan Collegiate, are on schedule to be completed by October 1st. The announcement of a new chief executive at the Bush Library Foundation also includes the retirement plans of the dean of the Bush School at Texas A&M.
The new leader of the foundation is David Jones, who spent 28 years with the Houston Fundraising Consultant Group. Jones succeeds Fred McClure, who will remain on campus in the position with A&M's office at the provost. Dean Ryan Crocker says Jones has helped establish the Presidential Library, the Bush School, and an endowment. News release notes Crocker, who's in the second tour of duty as dean, is retiring this summer. Crocker's replacement could be decided this afternoon during a special meeting of the A&M System Board of Regents. Board will also consider preliminary agreements for a possible research facility at the Health Science Center and increasing the amount of bonds to be refinanced from $705 million to $1.2 billion in order to save $30 million in interest cost. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
One of this summer's students at the Texas A&M firefighting program had to overcome a hazing incident. Last year, Jason Waldeck reported he was sexually assaulted with frozen sausages at an Ellis County fire station near Waxahachie. Since then, he says he has received support from around the country.
This wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for all the people who've helped me get to this point by donations to my GoFundMe and really showing me and giving me any encouragement to get back out there and do this as a career.
Eight people are awaiting trial on charges from the hazing and assault. And College Station Police has released no additional information about an armed robbery that happened at an apartment complex early yesterday morning that left two people with injuries that were not life-threatening. The two were among an undisclosed number of victims at the Parkway Place Apartments who were held up by an undisclosed number of suspects who used two handguns to take unidentified property. WTAW News Time is about 10 after 7. It is 78 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S 350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to EmbassyRMS.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
7:12. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
Considerable cloudiness today. The potential for showers and thunderstorms, especially through the afternoon, 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms may also move through the area overnight. Lows will be 70 to 75. We're mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow with a chance for showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow, 80 to 85. Showers and storms diminish tomorrow night. Lots of clouds, breezy, 70 to 75. Turning partly sunny Saturday, 85 to 90 with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap the Ags' loss against Vanderbilt yesterday and look forward to their game against the Gamecocks this morning. Also, we'll recap the Astros and the Rangers' win last night, and we'll look into the NBA playoffs. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 7:13. I guess this isn't surprising. A teenager decided to play a little prank on art lovers when visiting the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art this week. TJ Gatton said that he and his friends got the idea for the stunt after they had mixed opinions on just exactly what art was based on what they were seeing. He was particularly critical of one exhibit, which he described as a stuffed animal on a gray blanket. So TJ and his friends then decided to put a pair of glasses down on the floor to see how other visitors in the gallery would respond. He claims that people were nearly immediately fooled by the fake exhibit and started gathering around it within seconds to take pictures. Yes! He later uploaded the pictures of people admiring the glasses, apparently believing it was a genuine work of art.
That's great.
It is.
You know,
it is.
That's kind of art in and of itself, isn't it?
Right.
The art of humor.
Exactly. Oh, just good one, Brad.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
All right, good. All right, coming up tonight, if you're going to watch TV on ABC at 7 o'clock, it's season 2 premiere of 500 Questions.
What?
Have you heard of this?
Yes, I have.
Okay, have you watched it?
No.
Okay. Season 2 will air on a 5-night event with Nightline's Dan Harris as the new host. Glad they told us who Dan Harris was. Mm-hmm. Most of us probably wouldn't know.
The very famous Dan Harris.
Contestants must answer 500 general knowledge questions, but if they miss 3 in a row, they're eliminated.
Oh, 3 in a row.
Yeah. Okay. Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings is the contestant on the premiere.
Oh.
So, I don't know. At what point, I understand, you know, one of the great things about Jeopardy was getting to play along, being able to answer the question. And you know, you take a guy like Ken Jennings, who has tremendous knowledge and won millions of dollars doing this. Do they tell him, okay, now, Ken, you got to slow down. Don't answer it immediately, okay? You have to give the viewers out there who are mozons a chance to answer the question so they can go,
true.
Oh, I'm right. I'm as smart as Ken Jennings. Or it reminds me of that Jeff Foxworthy show, right? Are You Smart as a Fifth Grader?
Right. Yeah.
Which was a pretty funny show in a really disquieting way. Anyway.
Sad way.
Yeah. Yep. So that's on tonight at 7 o'clock on ABC. But also, up against it on ESPN, it is the 89th annual Scripps National Spelling Bee. So there. Now, right. What do? Do you put duct tape across the bottom of the screen so you can't see the word?
How do you play along?
Play
so
along
you
with
play
that?
Play along, yeah. Yeah.
So there, the two choices there, you got.
Yeah, apparently some 6-year-old who is like just a phenom. He unfortunately misspelled a word yesterday, so he's not in the contest anymore. But he's only 6, and
wow.
He at 2 years old, his parents discovered his odd talent of spelling. And he says that he just sees the word, and as he says the letters, they disappear. And he just,
he'll be pretty smart.
Already
is.
He'll be back next year.
Yeah, that's a cool look into a child's interpretation of the human mind.
True. That is true. That's a good way to do that. 716, okay. So in 1983, there was a movie called War Games. Matthew Broderick starred in it, and it was, you know, in 1983, games were really fun. And the idea is he was able to hack into this computer, and they put a voice on the computer. It wasn't like HAL, but...
Now we play a game.
Okay, and what they ended up doing is doing thermonuclear war. And it was the real thing, because they had actually hacked into the Defense Department ICBM system.
Mm-hmm.
A little scary. Now, what's even scarier is, if you wanted to do that today, in 2016, you probably couldn't do it for several reasons, but one of them is you would need 8-inch floppy disks, because that's what they've got it stored on at the Defense Department. Okay, now
8-inch?
I was going to say, now, Chelsea, do you even know what an 8-inch floppy disk looks like?
I was
going to
say, I don't think so. No, I remember floppy disks, but not that big.
But these were called floppy because they really were.
Yeah.
I mean, they wiggled like a paper plate.
That which most people know of as floppy disks actually were called hard disks.
Yeah, really, at that time. Well, so size-wise, those were 8 inches. They were available in the 1970s pretty much. And they would hold 1.2 megs, okay? 1.2 megs. I mean, you can get a flash drive now that's got a terabyte in it.
Exactly.
But there you go. Anyhow, according to a new report from the U.S. Government Accountability Office, the GAO, found the Pentagon is still using this 1970s-era computing system that requires 8-inch floppy disks.
Wow.
Okay? Again, we're talking the ones that launch ICBM missiles, okay? But they said, look at them. They'll get them out of the system by the end of 2017.
Oh, my goodness.
So we got another year and a half to go on that.
Oh, man.
Other departments were also put on notice for their update. The U.S. Treasury Department, for example, still depends on assembly language code that was initiated in the 1950s.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so there.
So you mean to tell me that by 2017, we could be looking at being up to the technological specs of 1985?
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe, will they go right to a flash drive? Because the thing is, the people who work at the Pentagon have got to have the kind of technology that we all have at our homes.
Yeah, surely they know.
At our offices. Yeah, it's not like it's a surprise to them.
Right.
But again, if you want to be a little concerned about our defense system, you might want to start right there with 8-inch floppy disks and how that works. How'd you like this? What if you go to the ATM machine to get some cash and find out it's out of order? I mean, it could happen. But in India, a third of their 4,000 machines don't work at any given time.
Wow.
The head of the Reserve Bank of India says that the high cost of maintaining the instant banking machines is not covered by the fees the bank is using, is having to pay to use them. The ATM costs a bank an average of $740 or 50,000 rupees every month. And that doesn't even include maintenance, so it's just keeping it up and going.
Wow. You know, it's one thing if you're just in need of some cash and you're, going around to an ATM and, it's out of order. Okay, let me go to the next one. But when you're at like a business and then you see cash only and then they usually they provide an ATM because if that one's out of order, then what do you do?
Yeah, you can't do the business, whatever that happens to be.
Right.
And, if it's something crucial, then it would be a bit of a problem. Yeah. Pizza Hut in Asia, taking customer service to new futuristic levels, a humanoid robot named Pepper. Slated to begin taking customers' orders by the end of the year. I'm sure.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yep.
New technology will be unveiled at many locations across Asia. The customer service bot will make recommendations and ring customers up. Unclear if diners will still be expected to leave a tip.
What?
People don't leave tips in pizza restaurants. That doesn't happen.
No, unless they pay with cash and have a few like nickels spare change.
And you're going to drop it in the jar
in
right
the jar.
There. Not leaving any at the table. Oh, no. Hon, did you leave a tip? No, we were at the buffet. Why would I do that?
Right.
Plus, what's the robot going to buy?
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, so where does creativity come from? Does it come from neatness and order, or does it come from like a messy desk? So, I don't know. I keep a messy desk at home. Clean desk at the office, messy desk at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really have a desk.
I was going to, where's your desk?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, it's just, well, here, and of course, if you walk in, I have paper scattered everywhere. But
right.
Researchers at the University of Michigan say that environmental disorder actually stimulates creativity. Study of students, they were asked to complete tasks that involved coming up with new ideas. And the ones who had a greater number of ideas and more innovative ones at that came from a messy work area.
Hmm.
Oh. So I'm just saying. Now, it isn't necessarily a black and white deal.
Right.
Because, I mean, there are people who have some level of mess and then they straighten it up or they have total chaos. But they're saying, actually, it seems a total chaos is probably not a good environment. But for many people, if you have that totally sterile, perfectly neat thing, that causes you to not be able to do what you need to do either.
Well, so, you're probably worried about cleaning the whole time and organizing.
No, don't.
So your brain isn't being used for creative purposes.
Don't you ruin this for me, Scott. You're giving me an excuse to be a slob.
Yes.
I like that.
That's okay. And guys, I mean, guys do that. But all right, so Chelsea here. Since we're going to ask you now to speak for the entire gender.
Okay.
Our
all right, ladies, here we go.
How much do you see many girls slobs, and are they more slobby than guy slobs? I mean, again, it's anecdotal. It's anecdotal, but I mean, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the typical stereotype is that women are more organized and cleaner.
Yeah.
But I'm not the best example of that.
Well, I'm going to tell you just from my experiences having tenants, messy females were far messier than males.
I feel like women can be messier. Men tend to be dirtier.
Okay, yeah. No,
that's
there.
A good way to
there's
put
a big
it.
Difference.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, I think you're probably right.
I may have clothes and bags and stuff
right.
in several places throughout my house and my room, but when stuff starts to get grimy and dirty, that's when the Clorox wipes and the disinfectant come out.
Okay, that's good. I think that's probably a very true and accurate
representation. Where guys may have less stuff, but there's a lot more dust and stuff.
We just don't turn the light on.
May is the month of commencements, graduating from high school and college, interviewing for a new job or starting one, engagements and weddings. Whether it's your commencement or you're a guest, such events call for a trip to Sonny's Barbershop. You'll look your best because nobody knows hair like the pros at Sonny's. You may be stepping into maturity, but a trip to Sonny's is like being a kid again in an environment that's safe for kids of all ages. You'll walk out of Sonny's feeling like a celebrity. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria across from McDonald's.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Amish Furniture for Generations brings you quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. For your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office, these exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid oak, cherry, and maple woods with special attention to all the details that transform furniture into heirlooms. Head to Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road just past Kroger and the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Coming up on 726 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or you can shop at Wilton's.com. Wilton's where you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more. Got a 70% chance of rain today and tomorrow. And at night, tonight and tomorrow night, we've got a chance of showers, too. It's somewhat diminished. It's down probably looking at maybe 50% or so. And then we have a 40% chance of rain during the day on Saturday. Rest of the weekend, we will have a chance of showers popping up. There'll be some clouds. We'll still be in the middle 80s. And, we'll have plenty of humidity out there, too. As far as the rain's concerned right now, it's basically tracking to the northeast. Heaviest rain is right along Interstate 35 near Waco. But some showers have just popped up really in the last half hour or so around Brenham and Somerville. And so they may be, and it's light, but it may be moving into the area pretty soon. You look at the cloud deck outside right now, it does look a little lower, doesn't it? And we're muggy. It's 78 out there.
Taste the legendary flavor. There's one near you. C&J Barbecue. With fired perfection on every plate. Tender, delicious, the best in the state. People come from miles around. C&J Barbecue is the talk of the town. Good food and fun, C&J is the place. A Texas tradition of great taste. C&J Barbecue.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, a growing number of people just live to be offended. Most of them are liberals, which is why political correctness has run amok in our society. A harmless advertisement in San Francisco has been blown into a controversy because it gave some people waiting to be offended a reason to claim they were offended. Now, the ad appears on billboards and bus stops, sponsored by a money lending company. It reads, 10% down because you're too smart to rent. That's it. Obviously, it appeals to people interested in buying a house, and that's the problem. The offended say the ad is smug and insulting. It's even called mean-spirited because supposedly it's blaming people who cannot afford houses for their own financial situation. It oozes self-congratulatory privilege, wrote one of the offended. Now, San Francisco is a very expensive place to own property. That's the reality. The median price for a one-bedroom condo is about $850,000, which means you would need 85 large for a 10% down payment. Since it's such a pricey place to live, most San Francisco residents don't own property. They rent or live on the street. At the risk of offending the offended even more, here's another economic reality. People can move to less expensive places where they, too, can maybe afford to own. But if you live in high-priced areas, you pay high prices. It's just the way things work, unless you want to sign back up for a subprime loan.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you are really good at what you do, and if your experience is worth sharing, make an investment in your future. There is a huge need for quality corporate trainers. Help others become the very best they can be while building your own income. Join the John Maxwell team. The John Maxwell team has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for more than 40 years. The cost for becoming a certified John Maxwell corporate trainer is basically the same as a few credits at an online university. It's a small price to pay for a life-changing program. Once you become a certified John Maxwell team member, you are part of the team for life. Become a John Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL. Get in gear now.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Three transitions are taking place at Texas A&M related to the Bush Library Foundation and the Bush School of Government.
The foundation has announced Chief Executive Fred McClure has left after 4 years. McClure moved to a position in the A&M Provost Office. Taking over at the foundation is David Jones, who spent 28 years with the Houston Fundraising Consulting Group. Bush School Dean Ryan Crocker says Jones, quoting, has selflessly served President Bush, helping to establish both his presidential library and the Bush School, and then to build an endowment. Crocker's statement also included a reference to his upcoming retirement this summer after two tours of duty with the Bush School, which were separated by an appointment as United States Ambassador to Afghanistan. Crocker's replacement could be named this afternoon. That's one of seven personnel items to be considered in a special meeting of the A&M System Board of Regents. That position is one of eight items to first be discussed behind closed doors. First on that list is a proposal for another new research facility on the flagship campus. Regents will consider preliminary agreements for the potential development of a research facility at the Health Science Center. This comes 3 weeks after the system announced a $150 million conversion of the Riverside campus into a research and development center nicknamed RELIS. And the board will consider raising the amount of bonds to be refinanced from $705 million to $1.2 billion. Administrators say that's in order to save interest costs of $30 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
4 years after the grass turf at Merrill Green Stadium was replaced with an artificial surface, it has to be removed. Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace went to his Twitter account last night to report AstroTurf took out a defective turf and is installing a better quality replacement at no charge to the district. The new turf will be ready before the start of football season, and small portions of the old turf will be used around the district. Meantime, the Bryan School Board has awarded construction contracts for additions and renovations at four more elementary campuses approved by voters in November 2014. Construction Services Director Jeff Windsor says two local companies were beat out by Waco company Built Right for the work at Henderson, Jones, and Crockett.
And we were able to get them down to $9,001,430, which is $310,351 under our budget.
The board also accepted Windsor's recommendation for a $3.1 million bid at Johnson to Dudley Construction of College Station. That was $27,000 under the project estimate. The board was also told renovations at the Performing Arts Center, the former Civic Auditorium, along with work at Bryan Collegiate and Bryan High, are on schedule to open October 1st. And at Davila, the new weight and choir rooms are expected to be completed in time for the start of the next school year. A traffic stop in front of Allen Academy after school on Tuesday results in the driver and three passengers going to jail on drug charges. The arrest report from the DPS trooper states clocking the vehicle going 45 in the 35 school zone. The driver was arrested for three warrants from College Station and one from Bryan. During an inventory of the vehicle before it was towed, the trooper found methamphetamine valued at $2,600 along with 75 small bags and a scale that he believed would be used for packaging and selling drugs. Two couples were arrested, 45-year-old Lamar Mikulik and 37-year-old Sheila Schill of College Station, and 28-year-old Christopher Carney and 27-year-old Maria Avila of Bryan. A College Station woman finishing her first of 6 months in jail for a felony theft that happened 6 years ago is now accused of hitting her ex-boyfriend with her car. According to the arrest report, the victim was on the phone with College Station 911 asking for a restraining order against 26-year-old Christiana Jefferson when the dispatcher heard an engine accelerate followed by a loud crashing noise. The victim then told the dispatcher to send police because he had been struck. The victim was checked out at the scene by firefighter EMTs for injuries to his head, face, torso, and hands. College Station police are still looking for those responsible for an armed robbery early yesterday morning at an apartment complex. Two people had injuries that were not life-threatening. CSPD has not disclosed the number of victims, the number of suspects, and what was taken from the holdup at the Parkway Place Apartments on Harvey Mitchell between Luther and Holloman. A student spending this summer at the Texas A&M firefighting program has had more than his share of obstacles. Jason Waldeck vowed after he was sexually assaulted at an Ellis County fire station that the hazing incident would not stop his dream to become a firefighter.
I kind of feel like the fire community had shadowed me for a while, is how I thought. But then when I realized that, you know, everybody kind of had my back on this, that I could pursue this career. And it wouldn't hurt me to continue to be a firefighter.
While eight people are awaiting trial from last year's incident, Waldeck plans to graduate from A&M in a year and work in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He also plans on paying back everyone who contributed to his GoFundMe account, which is supporting his Aggie education. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 78 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We'll take another look at news at 8, or you can go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, I'm Jill Jones with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. You may have heard we are in a seller's market in real estate. This is great news to most property owners, and they may be tempted to test the limits by overpricing their property. However, there are many pitfalls that may occur if a listing is overpriced. I can help explain all of them to you. I'm Jill Jones, and I would love to help you through the process. Contact me at liveinaggieland.com. I work where you live.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
It's all new, all true Broadway that will inspire you. See the hottest tours direct from NYC with the Opus Broadway 4-Pack, including the jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway, the Christmas-tastic Elf, the musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, the blockbuster hit musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas, and the 2012 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Once. Broadway 4-Pack, only $144. Visit mscopus.org.
Good morning, it's 7:38, the Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620. WTAW got weather, brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Cloudy day in our forecast, and there's the potential for some showers and thunderstorms as the day goes on. Highs will reach 80 to 85. There'll also be some showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows 70 to 75. Tomorrow, the pattern continues to be conducive for shower and thunderstorm activity. It'll be breezy tomorrow, 80 to 85. Looking ahead to Saturday, clouds and some sunshine. Still the threat of showers and thunderstorms, and warmer by Saturday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Ags fell to Vanderbilt yesterday. We'll take a look at that. Also, we'll look forward to the game against the Gamecocks this morning. And in the MLB, the Astros and the Rangers win, and we'll take a look at the details of the NBA playoffs. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you are ready to treat yourself, and maybe your kids or whatever, we got Oreo cookie butter. Talked about this late in the show yesterday, so I thought we'd return it today, just in case you haven't heard about one more way to consume Oreos. And I guess it could be any of the flavors of Oreos, because there's a lot of them out there, but this particular person used the classic. What you do is you take a bag of Oreos, that's about 36 cookies, and you combine the Oreos with coconut oil. 1/4 cup of coconut oil that's at room temperature. Put it in a food processor, you turn it on, and you let it run for at least 5 minutes.
This is a long time. Like,
it
do, you,
is.
Do y'all own food processors?
Yes.
They're loud. Mm-hmm.
They are. Mm-hmm. Well, leave the room, right?
Okay.
Or put on your Beats.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, then you scrape the sides down, and you let it run again for at least 3 minutes, longer if you have the patience, if you can. Now, the reason is because the food processor is going to heat up the coconut oil, and that makes it more fluid. And you finish up, and you got cookie. It says here, Oreo cookie butter. You can eat it as it cools, but you know what? A lot of people won't even wait.
Yep.
No.
Now, there's such thing as coconut butter, so I wonder if you did coconut butter instead of coconut oil.
If that would work, huh?
Yeah.
Because that it kind of melts out a little bit faster.
Don't worry, guys. I'll take one for the team and try
it
out.
Will you do that? Okay. Take one for the team, because I've done that too, because I brought you Spam, so, and I'm sure this will be just exactly as good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday, though, what we were considering is, you know, what do you put this on And it seems like your finger would be good enough.
And we said a spoon.
And there's
what don't you put it on is
right.
the question.
I suppose they suggested graham crackers. I guess that could work.
What about more Oreos?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
I like the way you think, Chelsea.
Oreo-filled Oreos.
You know what? That could be a thing right there.
Yep.
That could be a thing. All right, we'll watch for that.
Trademark it.
I'd go do it today.
Yep.
See if the website's available. Apparently there's some kind of an actual medical thing that's called dormant butt syndrome. And it could be the reason that you hate to exercise, CBS News reports. That's why I did this story right after the Oreo cookie butter, because you're going, well, I can eat that, but then I'm going to exercise, unless you have DBS. DBS. CBS News reports that many people have pains in their knees or hips or back. You experience that during your exercising. So as a result, you have DBS. DBS basically refers to the gluteus maximus or glute muscles just not functioning as efficiently as they should have. Apparently, your muscles aren't strong enough. So other muscles and joints on down the body absorb the extra strain, and as a result, they suffer the damage. Exercise, sitting too much, even sleeping curled up in the fetal position, can cause DBS.
That's just making stuff up. Why don't they just call it like lazy butt syndrome?
I know. Yeah, just, well.
Same thing.
I'm sorry, I suffer from DBS.
That's right.
I have a malady. I'm sorry, yeah. I can't exercise.
We'll have a focus group after work. Hello?
So that's what my mother-in-law has. I've wondered all these years.
And be sure and tell her. Yeah. Let us know how that works out for you. Homeowner in Oregon found burglars in his house, made them call the police themselves. Coos Bay Sheriff's Office got a call from three 14-year-old boys who were pillaging a guy's house. He caught them. He held a gun on them and forced them to call 911 and tell dispatchers what they had done. I like it.
Wow.
That just fine.
Yeah. Yep.
They probably won't be doing that again.
Nope.
I'm just
yeah, when you
thinking.
First read it, I was thinking, what? But 14 that? Makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It does. All right, so more and more offices are going with the open floor plan these days. Those open plans are having a big impact, apparently, on how we work. Unfortunately, some of them not for the better. Got some research that shows that open plan offices making employees less productive, more likely to get sick, and generally miserable. Well, if you remember Lumberg leaning over the cubicle in Office Space, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Generally miserable.
Yeah.
I have to talk to my coworkers.
Okay. Open plan office workers are exposed to more germs, and they're more stressed. Now, get this. I don't know about this. People who have their own office or cubicle take 62% fewer sick days. I don't know. Anecdotally, I'm not finding that to be true.
Yeah.
People over the age of 45 are more distracted by office noises. Well, that's just a process of aging. I think your hearing changes. Of course, again, the aforementioned Beats, that could have something to do with it, too. When asked open office employees, when they're asked about it, they say that they feel a lack of privacy, okay, so, and less motivated.
Hmm.
But you know, if you...
I could see it being a thing where, like, you know, somebody, you're sitting with all your coworkers, so you feel pressured to do more. So maybe productivity increases at the beginning, but eventually you get so stressed out that you're just like, okay, I can't do this anymore.
Well, let me see. I spent, one time I spent about 4 years in a little cubicle farm thing. And we were all salespeople, or we're supposed to be outside salespeople, but you know how we are. You hang inside when it's a day like it's going to be today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at some point, but we were all grown-ups. I mean, we were all over 30. We were all married. We all had kids. I mean, we understood we were there to actually make a living as opposed to just kind of shoot the breeze.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as we have these folks who are moving up in the world who haven't necessarily been in a real work situation and had that responsibility that I just talked about, I would think the cubicle farm would cause them to, like Brad said, you want to turn around and chit-chat with your coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You just have to go tell somebody something.
Yeah, and you just wonder how much supervision is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if there is somewhat of a boss or authority figure in the space, then there might not be as much chit-chat or, you know, just shooting the breeze. I don't know.
Well, but in today's world, I'm not sure, because obviously it's such a belaboring thing to walk all the way down to the
right.
newsroom to tell Chelsea something. I'll text her.
Right.
And she texts me, and that's that's probably the way things are going now. But again, we're in our rooms, offices, if you will. We're in separate rooms, mm-hmm. in case y'all didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And so as a result, that's a way we can communicate quickly. But if you're in an open cubicle farm type situation, I don't know. Are you going to text more often, or do you actually want to go see that person and talk to them?
Well, luckily for us, our entire job is chit-chat, so.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good point.
I was
going
to say, I talk about the boss authority figure making you do more work. The most distracted I am is when Mr. Downs comes in and talks to me.
You know, you're right. Yeah. I got work
I'm like,
to do
doing
here.
Work, and he's like, so.
Or derails the show.
Oh,
yeah. Scott
oh never, never, never,
attention, no. City of Bryan residents. The single stream recycling program you've been asking for is finally here. The program allows you to place your recyclables in one container for bi-weekly collection by Brazos Valley Recycling for only $9.95 per month or $5.95 per month when 50% of your street participates. No bags or sorting required. Visit BrazosValleyRecycling.com to get started.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
My family loves to hang out together, but one weekend a few years ago on a ski trip, we took that idea to a whole new level. We were literally hanging out together. If you've ever been skiing, you know the hardest part can be getting on and off the lift that takes you to the top of the slopes. It's especially tough for younger children. Our son Troy was 6 or 7 at the time and took up skiing pretty naturally. But that Saturday, just after the chair scooped us up, he slipped and slid from his seat. The ski lift operator was not paying attention because the chairs kept moving. And before I knew it, we were 12 feet off the ground and I had Troy by the collar of his jacket as he dangled from the chair. Fortunately, someone came up behind us and said, "I'm here to catch him, let him go." So I dropped him down and he brought him up in the next chair. Fortunately, we were able to laugh about it and Troy had no injuries. But that incident got me thinking a lot about what we moms and dads face with our children. Parenting can often be peaceful and serene, like a ski lift traveling smoothly up the side of a mountain. Other times, life with our children can get pretty bumpy, and you have to do your best to hang on through the rough patches. Either way, the top of the lift is coming, and we need to prepare our children so they're ready when it's time for them to slide off the lift and head down the mountain of adulthood. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. Dial 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Oh, Wait a minute. Is here someplace? I know it is.
That was good.
Yeah, I love it. All right, let's try that one. Oh, third time's a charm.
Oh,
yeah.
How am I going to do this? Okay. Yeah. Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports. Brought to you by, oh, well, nobody right now. It's 7:50.
The number two Texas A&M Aggies gave up single runs in the eighth and ninth innings to let a 5-4 lead slip away, sending the number six Vanderbilt Commodores to a 6-5 win yesterday morning at the SEC baseball tournament at the Hoover Met. Texas A&M entered the contest 34-0 when leading after seven innings, but couldn't make the lead stand. Vanderbilt tied the game in the eighth, then caught lightning in a bottle to take the lead in the ninth. Pinch hitter Walker Grisanti, who had just 36 at-bats on the season, launched an 0-1 pitch from Mark Ecker over the right field fence for his first home run of the season and the 6-5 lead. The dinger snapped Ecker's streak of 32 innings without yielding an earned run. Here's Skip Rob Childress on the loss.
I thought it was an extremely hard-fought game on both sides, and you know, for a 9:30 game, I felt like both teams were awake, into it, and ready to go. Both starting pitchers did a very nice job, and you know, we want to take a look at Andrew in the starting role.
The Aggs face elimination from the SEC tournament when they play the number 9 South Carolina Gamecocks in a 9:30 a.m. contest this morning. A victory would send the maroon and white to another elimination game against either number 10 Ole Miss or number 6 Vanderbilt on Friday. First pitch is at 9:30 a.m., pregame's at 9:15, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Former Troy head men's basketball coach Don Maestri has joined the Texas A&M coaching staff as a special assistant to Billy Kennedy. Coach Kennedy told our very own Zach Taylor that his history with Maestri goes back pretty far.
Yeah, Coach Maestri is a guy I've known since I was in seventh grade. So he was the high school coach where I went to high school. So he's one of the reasons I got into basketball.
To hear Zach's entire interview with Coach Kennedy, visit WTAW.com. Maestri spent 31 years at Troy, guiding the Trojans to 501 victories, 8 20-win seasons, and 7 conference championships. He retired in 2013. In tennis, Texas A&M will be represented in the second round of both the women's and men's NCAA Division I tennis singles championships, as Sashka Gavrilovska and Shane Vincent both recorded first-round upsets yesterday to advance. Texas A&M sophomore Arthur Rinderknecht was not as fortunate, falling in his first-round match. The College Station Cougars will open a best-of-three regional semifinal series against Santa Fe at 6:30 p.m. Thursday in Sweeney, where the Cougars can expect to face a crafty pitcher. Santa Fe senior right-hander Jacob Blankenship earned his second straight series-clinching victory Monday when the Indians advanced with a 2-0 victory over Crosby. Blankenship allowed 5 hits in the complete game shutout. The Indians ace is expected to start Game 2, which is set for 1 p.m. Saturday in Mumford. Game 3 will follow if necessary. In Major League Baseball, we'll take a trip out to Arlington.
Parham throws. He got him, and the ball game's over. The Rangers win it 15-9.
Rangers rookie Nomar Mazara hit the longest home run in the major leagues this season. Rougned Odor drove in 3 runs in likely his last game before a suspension, and Texas beat the Los Angeles Angels 15-9 Wednesday. Mazara led off the second with a drive into the second deck of the right field seats that would have traveled 491 feet had it landed unimpeded, according to Major League Baseball StarCast program. The Rangers begin a 3-game series with Pittsburgh tomorrow night in Arlington at 7:05. In Houston,
ground ball hits softly right side. Altuve waits on it. He fields, throws the first. That's in time, and that is the ball game.
Evan Gattis hit a 2-run homer, and Luis Valbuena had a tie-breaking solo shot in the sixth inning that gave the Houston Astros a 4-3 win over the Baltimore Orioles Wednesday night. Houston starter Colin McHugh yielded 3 runs and 8 hits while fanning a season-high 10 in 5 1/3 innings. The Astros look to sweep the series tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. In the NBA playoffs,
Cavaliers take a 3-2 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals as this series will head back to the Great White North.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are 1 win away from their second straight trip to the NBA Finals following a 116-78 blowout over the visiting Toronto Raptors. Kevin Love was the top scorer in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals, finishing with 25 points, while LeBron James and Kyrie Irving each added 23. DeMar DeRozan led the Raptors with just 14 points on 2 of 8 from the field. Game 6 in Toronto is tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. And in the NHL, Joel Ward scored twice, and the San Jose Sharks advanced to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in their 24-season history by beating St. Louis 5-2 in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals. Logan Couture furnished a goal and 2 assists for the Sharks, who led 4-0 until Vladimir Tarasenko scored twice in the final 8.5. The Blues haven't been to the finals since 1970 and will remain the only existing franchise from the NHL's 1967 expansion without a Stanley Cup. And that's a look at your sports. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
High-speed internet.
Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
Much like BCS, Zweiker & Associates has been growing. They've been adding employees, and they add more things all the time that they could put into your house. Some 8,000 things now they have on file that they can put in your home to help stage it. Whether you're buying a home or selling a home, I strongly recommend that you go to Zweiker & Associates. It's ZARealestate.com. I've worked with Jen for a long time, well over 15 years now. She's been part of me buying and selling two different homes. And that's trust, because at least in my case, that's my biggest investment. Don't know about you, but if I've got that much money tied up into something, I really want to make sure I'm on good terms with the people that I'm working with. Now, Jen recommends that you sit down and interview folks, because they are going to be working with a lot of money with you when you buy or sell a home, whether it'll be your first home or your fifth, or maybe you're looking for some investment property. Zweiker & Associates is the way to go. Contact is real easy. Go to ZARealestate.com. One more time, ZARealestate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
American Leak Detection.
If you're seeing cracks in the walls, ceilings, or floors of your home, or if your pool seems to be losing water, before you let just anyone start digging or jackhammering around your home or pool, call the experts first at American Leak Detection. They've been servicing the Brazos Valley for over 18 years and are the leaders in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094. That's 680-1094, or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
You've heard me talk about Sit Means Sit. Now's your chance to find out for yourself. Their grand opening, Saturday, May 28th from 2 to 4. Come out and register to win a free board and train package and several days of free boarding services. Plus, there'll be lots of other pet-friendly businesses on site. Sit Means Sit's brand new facilities at 3809 McCullough Road, first left after America's Country Store on Welburn. If you've wanted to find out more about how Sit Means Sit can help your dog like they did mine, this is the time to check it out for yourself. SitMeansSit.com for more.
All right, here we go. Warm weather, summer, all that, on top of everything else that makes it horrible. Apparently, your smartphone apps will run about 15% slower in the summer.
Really?
Yep. Due to the science behind the propagation of radio waves. We all knew that, right?
Of course. Sure.
Increase in water vapor causes attenuation or a weakness of the waves, especially at higher frequencies. So this means that humid summer months will cause a degradation in the signal strength. So you just won't be getting as many bars, as much signal as you have on a nice cool day.
So really the only month is like January.
That's
that
it.
We have hope.
Either that or stay inside.
Okay.
You know, you got nice cool air conditioning, everything's fine. But in the summer months, the signal strength not going to be quite as good. So one more first world problem for us. High today is going to be about 82, 70% chance of showers today and tomorrow, 50% tonight. 78 right now, it's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.